Father, we come together tonight in the mighty, miraculous, majestic name of Jesus, that name that is above every name, the one that is worthy to be worshiped, honored, and praised. And that's what we do tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we yield now to bring the lesson, Father God, that our hearts may be stirred and we may be moved to action in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. And everybody said amen. Amen. So there's a word in the house tonight. So the word is for you. And the word is for me. Hallelujah. Doing the word. Tell your neighbor, say, do the word. Look at James chapter 1. James chapter 1. I think I need to change my Bible for the reference that I gave her. Can you shout hallelujah? Do you love God today? Hallelujah. Do you love the Lord today? I mean, really, 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 really. And say really again. Love the Lord. I said, do you really love the Lord? Is he good to you? Has he been good to you? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I think about all the things that God has done and where he's brought me from and where in visions I see I'm going, and I said, he's a good God to me. But just because he's God, he's a good God. Amen. I remember growing up, you know, this time of year, you're getting through in the cotton field and the corn field and the sorghum field and all of that stuff, and we just start back to school because we had to stay out to work in the field. Woo, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. James chapter 1, and I'm searching in my spirit, but I'm just going to start with verse 1, ladies. We're going to do James 1, 22, and then I might go back there because that's what I gave her first. And he said to be doers of the word, but that's right in the middle of a conversation. If you don't know what it said beforehand and then you don't know what it says after, kind of just leave you kind of hanging. Can you shout hallelujah? He said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So what we're going to do is to share the word that the Lord gave me to give you tonight. And we're going to do that. And it's for me. Say, it's for me. Say, it's for me. That word is for me. So we are going to hear the word of the Lord tonight. Let's back up to verse 1. And if you put it up, good. If you don't, you got your Bibles or your devices. And James, the servant of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Don't grumble and complain because you know who has your back. So he has my back. And whatever temptation, whatever trial comes, I just immediately cast it on the Lord. And that's what I have to work toward. It doesn't happen. It doesn't just happen. It doesn't just happen. You have to keep putting the word in. And when you replace that grumbling and complaining and worry and fear with the word, then you come out victorious every time. Say victory. That song says, victory is mine. What? Victory is mine. That's what we have with the word of God. Trying if your faith worketh patience, but let patience have a perfect work that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And if you don't know what to do, that's what it's talking about. You don't know what to do. You're trying to figure out what to do. You're struggling to figure out what it is that's happening to me. Why is this happening to me? But what? I'm just trusting God. I had a minister say today, don't ever take your eyes off the word. If you're going through something, don't ever take your eyes off the word. Don't ever let anything but the word come out of your mouth. Say, I'm a doer of the word. I'm a doer of the word. I am a doer of this word. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God to give it to all men liberally. Does he give you just a little tit-tat? He'll give you enough. And if you want more and more, go read the book of Proverbs. Go read other books that talk about the wisdom of God. Go read about Solomon and his wisdom. Read about Paul, from Paul, his wisdom that God gave him. We all say all the time, God is not a respecter of person. So if he did that for him and I put my trust in him, he'll do for me what I need. You know, he doesn't do exactly the same thing for all of us because we're not called to do exactly the same thing. But he does it equally, what we deserve, what he has for us. So what we're doing is we're finding out what our focus is and what our plan is and what God's plan is for our life. All that God has planned for me is good. Say that. You see, but there is a liar out there. There is a liar out there. And all he does is lies, is tell lies. So he's going to try to sneak in or come in and tell you something different to what God says. God says, love your enemies. He said, oh, you can't do that. You must be crazy. Look what they did to you, or look what they didn't do. Can you shout hallelujah? If any of you like wisdom, let him ask of God to give it to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. So have you ever asked God for wisdom? By now I should be wise and you should be wise. And if another situation comes up that I don't really know what to do, what do? I go to the word and I ask God for wisdom. And then I don't fret and try to figure it out on my own. But he will tell me. He will show me. And then I go do what he says. I was thinking about that this evening, and I said, what can I give him for an illustration? Very simple, you know, very simple. There are three twos. T-O, call homophones. T-O, T-W-O, and T-O-O. So if I tell you what the difference is, and then you still use the wrong one, that's your fault. Because you didn't dig into it, you didn't grab hold of it and say it and repeat it. Get it in your mind till you know the difference. So if God says that if you need some wisdom for something, ask me and I'll give it to you. But listen, he's already given it to us in the book of Proverbs, just for example. This time last year, when Bishop was going to Colorado and I was teaching, and the Lord said, tell them to read Proverbs from now through December. And I've been reading Proverbs since then, so it's been a year. Hadn't missed many days. And not that I hadn't read Proverbs years past, but I had just stopped and every once in a while. But I'm learning. And when I need the wisdom, hey, wisdom, you're down in there for this situation. Come on up. Because I put it in there, right? I need to go purchase something. I'm going to use my Cash App. I need to give somebody something. Okay, Cash App, look in there. Oh, yeah, I got it. I have it. So what? Go ahead and do what I'm going to do.